Let's talk about voting rights. I mean, there were a lot of things that were wrong, Peter Welch, with the way that this country was going under Trump. But the worst now is the idea of taking people's voting rights away by making it harder for them to vote. That is really disgusting and degenerate, isn't it?
Well, it is. People have to have the right to vote. That's the heart of our democracy. And we should be making it easier, not harder. And let's level here. There has been an assertion that was led by Donald Trump that it was a rigged election, a fraudulent election. There's no truth to that. He had awesome power with the microphone of the presidency, and he caused people to believe it. And now folks who were in the Trump orbit, in like Governor Kemp down in Georgia, are doing everything they can to worship at the altar of Donald Trump's lie. So they're passing laws to make it more difficult for people to vote, particularly people of color. It's outrageous. And it's very, very damaging, obviously, for our democracy. And, you know, and number one, there has been no evidence presented by Trump that there was any fraudulent voting. I mean, obviously, there might be incidental fraud, but nothing systemic, nothing that required the kind of repressive legislation that's being proposed and was just passed in Georgia. Number two, it makes it all the more urgent that we pass through the entire Congress H.R. 1, which is the Voting Rights Reform Act, that does things that Americans want to be done. They want dark money out of politics. They want transparency. So if a big billionaire donor is giving money, the public knows who that is, whether it's a conservative or liberal. They want independent commissions to be setting the congressional districts so that the districts are designed for the benefit of voters, not the benefit of the politicians. Instead, you're getting things in Georgia where the legislature is going to give itself the power to basically push aside a Secretary of State who is defending the integrity of the election process and perhaps overturn the election. Or they're passing a law. They did. They passed a law where if your mom is standing in line for 6 or 8 hours in the hot Georgia sun because she so desperately wants to vote, it's a crime for you to bring her a glass of water or a little sandwich. That's what they did. So what's that say about the Governor Kemps of the world? It says they don't want to compete on the battle of ideas. They want to compete on who can repress the vote of their adversaries more successfully.
Peter Welch, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Now, that guy now has the Congress by the hair. Let's put it that way. What do you think will happen here? I mean, the Democrats need Manchin, obviously. So, on the other hand, he really is putting a crimp in their style.
Well, you can put it that way, or you can put it another way. The only reason the Democrats have a shot at prevailing, the only reason the Democrats were able to pass the rescue package is because we have a senator from West Virginia, a Democrat, who won in a state that Donald Trump won by nearly 40 points. I mean, that's not easy to do. So my experience with Joe Manchin is that when it comes to concerns about working class people, a traditional Democratic constituency, he's solid. You know, he's not a progressive Bernie Sanders, okay? But this is a big country, and the only reason we have 50 votes in the Senate is because Joe Manchin did something that very few people could do. He won in a state that went overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. So we're going to have to work with him. He is in the catbird seat. He likes that. But I think at the end of the day, I'm hopeful we'll be able to count on him like we did, and he came through on the American Rescue Package.
Have you ever met him?
Yeah, no, I've worked with him. I've worked with him quite a bit. And I went to down to West Virginia. Actually, I had a really wonderful experience with David McKinley, who's a congressman from Harrison County in West Virginia. I went down into a coal mine and spent the afternoon with the coal mine workers. And then the next day was at a mine worker conference 1,200 mine workers there, and I spoke and Joe Manchin spoke. And then we worked together on trying to get help for the mine workers to get their health care benefits restored after they had been taken away by bankruptcy claims by a lot of these coal owners. So he and I have actually worked together on trying to help coal miners with their health care benefits.
I thought your explanation of how important he was to the Democrats was quite good. Now, let's talk about the filibuster. You know, of course, there's no filibuster in the House, but in the Senate there is, and there's a question as to whether or not it ought to continue. Manchin says, I'm not going to fool with the filibuster. I don't know what his theory is here, but there are many people, who, including the President of the United States, who have real doubts about the wisdom of getting rid of the filibuster. Where do you stand?
Well, we should get rid of the filibuster. It's really been abused and abused. And it's not about protecting minority rights. It's imposing minority will. And it's the imposition of minority will, and by and large, against the rights of African Americans. I mean, the filibuster really became a go-to tool by Southern segregationist senators who did not want to allow the Senate even to vote on voting rights or housing rights or discrimination issues. So it's been abused from the perspective of us being able to meet the promise of our Constitution that all men and women are created equal. So whatever usefulness it had, it's outlived it. And in fact, So I can see why Mitch McConnell likes it so much, but I don't.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I could talk to you all day long, but we're sort of out of time. Congressman Peter Welch, you are terrific. You are a great hero, as far as I'm concerned, in our politics. And keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be back and talk to you some more at a different time. Thanks again.
Alan, thank you.